Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome the City of Buffalo's 58th Mayor, Byron Brown.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. It's an honor to serve as mayor of Buffalo, and what a privilege it is to stand before you today to present my 9th State of the City address. While I am very happy that we have the largest attendance ever, I want you to know that I realize that the USA and Canada are playing Olympic hockey right now as we speak. I've adjusted my speech so that you can get back to see the rest of the game. I want to recognize my family, my mother-in-law, my son Byron, my wonderful wife Michelle, who has been by my side for 24 years. Thank you all for your love and your support. I also thank my partners in local, state, and federal government for their support and commitment to Buffalo and what they do every day to build this great city. Let's give them a round of applause. I also want to thank everyone who participated in today's program. I believe wholeheartedly that Buffalo is one of the greatest cities in America. President Obama, yeah, you can clap on that. President Obama was absolutely right when he said Buffalo is on the move. Buffalo is on the move. I'm proud to say to you today, the state of our city is stronger than it has been in decades and getting stronger. When I first took office, I talked to residents and business owners about the need to work together to build a stronger economy. People wanted a more efficient city government. Over the past 8 years, we cut taxes, improved city government services, balanced budgets, and created a rainy day fund. Our fiscal work has been recognized by Wall Street credit rating agencies that have given our city its highest credit ratings in history. I'm pleased to announce today I will not raise property taxes or property assessments in 2014. Buffalo is on the move. Let me tell you what we've done to build a strong foundation before I share some exciting economic development news. Citizens told me they wanted great parks and recreational opportunities. Since 2006, we invested over $31 million in parks citywide. Last year, we opened an all-season water attraction at Martin Luther King Park and a skate plaza at LaSalle Park. This year, we'll improve park shelters, upgrade community centers, and celebrate the rebirth of Broderick Park. Revitalized Broderick Park will draw more visitors to experience its inspiring history as part of the National Underground Railroad Network. There was tremendous support in the community for this project. Lillian Batchelor of the Buffalo Quarters Historical Society was an early proponent. Thank you, Mrs. Batchelor, for being my guest today. Citizens told us they wanted more pedestrian-friendly streets. We responded. by spending over $51 million in infrastructure. And this year, we will invest $4 million in residential street improvements. We'll continue to return two-way traffic to a 10-block stretch of downtown Main Street by finishing work on the 600 block and continuing work on the 500 block. This spring, construction will begin on Ohio Street, transforming this roadway into a beautiful tree-lined parkway that links Buffalo's inner and outer harbor. Thank you, Congressman Higgins, for helping to fund and drive forward this important project. Please also recognize Dennis Elsenbeck of National Grid for the company's $4.2 million investment. With Buffalo on the move, we must continue to focus on one of our greatest assets, our children. I'm pleased to announce today that I'm saying yes again to Say Yes to Education, pledging $800,000 over 4 years. This commitment I made will follow up on $500,000 that the City Council and I made when the program was first launched. Say Yes is helping to improve academic achievement in Buffalo, and the city is proud to be a part of it. We're also proud to support summer employment for our youth. Since 2006, we provided meaningful job opportunities to over 19,000 young people, giving them real job experience and real income. This year, I'm pleased to say that as the minimum wage has gone up, I plan to continue my commitment to summer employment, increasing funding by $100,000 to a total of $1.2 million, the highest amount in the city's history. Buffalo is on the move. Continuing to provide a safe environment remains a top priority. My administration implemented a highly effective zero-tolerance crime policy. To date, it's accounted for a 24% drop in crime overall and an 18% drop in violent crime. This year, we'll install fixed license plate readers to help reduce crime even further. And we'll assign Narcan, a drug overdose reversal medication, to every police officer to save lives. I want to thank County Executive Mark Poloncarz for allowing the County Health Department to work with us on this critical initiative. Let's give our County Executive a round of applause. At this time, I want to direct your attention to members of my 2014 Citizens Participation Academy who will unveil the vehicle on display. This is the first look at one of the newly designed black and white Buffalo police vehicles that will help improve public safety in Buffalo. 49 Tahoe police vehicles will be on the streets in March, beginning the process of replacing our aging fleet. This design was created by Travers Collins. Please join me in recognizing Bill Collins and the design team. Buffalo's great arts and cultural organizations are important to our city's future. I'm pleased to announce today that we will make an annual commitment of $250,000 in grants for arts and other community organizations, and I thank the Common Council for their support of this initiative. A few special guests from our arts and culturals are with us today. As I call your name, please stand to be recognized. Thank you, Jose Pizarro, for chairing the committee that brought us the city's first monument honoring Hispanic American military veterans. State Assembly Member Crystal Peoples Stokes, thank you for your strong support of the Michigan Street African American Heritage Corridor, an emerging tourism destination that celebrates Buffalo's rich Black history. Today, working with the Assemblywoman, I'm pleased to announce a $100,000 annual commitment to the corridor for 4 years. Please also join me in recognizing Buffalo Zoo President Donna Fernandez and members of the Zoological Society of Buffalo. Thank you so much for partnering with us to build the new polar bear exhibit, which will expand our zoo as an international destination. This year, we will select a consultant to help us attract more film projects to Buffalo, securing our city as a hub for film and television production and creating more jobs for our residents. In addition, New York City Mayor Bill de Blasio and I have joined forces. Today, I'm pleased to announce that my administration is working with Mayor de Blasio and his economic development team on a partnership between Buffalo and New York City that will spur business and tourism activity in both cities. And here are some other initiatives we're working on. Two innovative technologies, a new mobile application that will provide city residents with improved access to reporting neighborhood concerns, and a new parking app called Pay by Cell. This app will allow motorists to use their cell phones to pay for parking. Some healthy initiatives. The new Pediatric Dental Task Force to address the healthcare needs of our children. Thank you, Dr. Creighton and the UB Smile team and dental school. We're also improving how we care for older citizens by working with Buffalo State College on new strategies to meet the new and changing needs of our seniors. Thank you, Professor Bhakti Sharma, for partnering with us. We continue to bolster recycling. We've increased recycling to our highest rate ever, 20%. Today, I'm encouraging city residents to recycle even more to reach 34% recycling by 2016. And the Buffalo Green Code will be implemented this year to simplify the zoning and development process so we can move development forward even faster in the city of Buffalo. Buffalo is on the move. Fiscal stability, improved parks, better infrastructure, and enhanced quality of life. All our work has laid the foundation for economic prosperity. Today, I'm excited to announce that since 2012, there is $4.3 billion in economic development activity underway. That's right, $4.3 billion of economic development activity in the city of Buffalo. This will generate nearly 5,000 good-paying jobs, with more coming. The job count grows to 10,000 when you factor in development at the Buffalo Niagara Medical Campus. All around, there are visible signs of progress, from shovels in the ground to cranes in the air. My goal for the next 4 years is to keep working with all of you to keep our great city moving forward. Business owners told me they wanted to move to Buffalo, but they needed options. Because of my vision 6 years ago to purchase land for development, we will see a $1.7 billion public-private investment in high-tech manufacturing at Riverbend. California-based companies Sora and Solevo are relocating to Buffalo, employing 850 people. I thank Governor Andrew Cuomo for his leadership and investment in this project. From the Buffalo Billion to major investment in the Buffalo Niagara Medical Campus to his efforts to keep our beloved Bills in Western New York, Governor Cuomo has invested hundreds of millions of dollars to boost Buffalo's economy. We are fortunate to have him as a true partner in Albany. Let's give our governor a big round of applause. Speaking of business, there are two landmark businesses that are also expanding, Delaware North and Rich Products. Thank you, Dan Zimmer of Delaware North and Howard Rich of Rich Products, for being here today. In fact, with all this tremendous opportunity for business to grow, whether it is local business or Popeyes bringing their first franchise to Buffalo or Dinosaur Barbecue opening on Franklin Street, let's give all of our businesses a great big round of applause. Our citizens wanted to see more action along the downtown waterfront. This year, you'll see loads of activity on the once city-owned Webster Block, a project I'm very proud of because my administration got it started. The $172 million Harbor Center will open its ice rinks in September and host its first major event that will bring hundreds of America's best young hockey players to Buffalo. With the opening of Harbor Center, Canalside is projected to set a new high for visitors in 2014, welcoming over 1 million people to Buffalo's newest waterfront destination. I want to recognize John Comel, who is with us, the president of Harbor Center, and ask him to thank Terry and Kim Pagula for their great investment in our community. Buffalo residents not only love their history, they love their historic buildings. My administration played a critical role in preserving the Statler and committed funding to the Tishman Building and Hotel Lafayette, to name a few. Later this year, we'll see construction begin on the iconic Trico Building. I'm pleased to tell you that we signed an agreement with Kroge Corporation. This paves the way to move forward on a $45 million adaptive reuse project at the birthplace of the windshield wiper. Thanks to Peter Kroge, Trico is being transformed into two hotels, residential apartments, offices, and research space that will create over 150 jobs. Buffalo is on the move. Our city's success is a tribute to the citizens of Buffalo. Our people are our greatest asset. I'm proud to say that during my time as mayor, we've hired the most diverse workforce in the city's history. By hiring workers that reflect our community, we're better positioned to compete in the global economy. By drawing on the talents of all of our residents to help grow Buffalo. With new jobs coming to Buffalo, there's a growing need for housing in every part of the city. I thank the many individuals and organizations who are working with us to meet the demand for new housing. Today, I'm proud to announce that Burke Homes will begin construction this summer on market-rate single-family homes at Sycamore Village. And finally, with the incredible opportunity to build new living space in downtown Buffalo, I'm setting the aggressive goal of creating 1,300 units of new housing in and around downtown by 2018. As I stated at the beginning, the state of our city is strong. Buffalo is definitely on the move. Together, let's continue to do great things to ensure Buffalo is brighter, bolder, and better for the next generation. We have built a solid foundation. We have great partnerships. Our city is filled with good neighbors, and I challenge all of you today to help us promote Buffalo every chance you get. Let's keep our city moving forward to produce an even stronger, safer, more prosperous Buffalo. Thank you. God bless you. God bless the great city of Buffalo. Thank you very much. Thank you.